News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Yes, it is. It is about 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. What's going on, Dalton?
Oh, not too much. Just recovering from a fun Labor Day weekend.
You were down there at the beach, man. You didn't get all sunburned like the last time you were down there.
I know. SPF 30 can work magic sometimes when used properly.
I know all of that oh so well, and 30 is like going easy on me. So anyway, yeah, I bump it up there. We got a lot of stuff going on. We've got three big things we'll get to here in a moment. Dr. Bill's weather. Right now, let's make sure you get to work on time. Kane's got traffic right now on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, state troopers are clear light. Traffic as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, I-10 eastbound, westbound to the 65 split. We've had a couple disabled vehicles from River Duchesne overpass all the way down towards Rangeline Road, but no wrecks in the roadways. Book a service and spend the day at the pool. It's your time to pamper yourself and the wallet at the Spa the Battle House of Downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 50-minute or more treatment Tuesday through Thursday in September. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Here we go. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Three big things we're looking at. We're looking at a lot of things, including these three big ones. Latest on the averted mass shooting at Bass Pro Shops in Spanish Fort. I think that's a huge story that we need to keep, you know, in focus.
Definitely. Could have ended much worse than it did, if not for the work of the Spanish Fort Police Department.
Amen. Trump and Biden spar on the economy, among other things, and Baldwin County schools are providing free meals for traditional students through the end of the calendar year. You can check these stories out online, too, of course, at FMTalk1065.com. COVID update, Dalton Orwig.
Yeah, we're looking at the nation first, where there's over 6.2 million total cases of coronavirus and over 181,000 have died due to COVID-19. Nationally, the number of daily new cases has leveled off at right around 40,000 per day over the last 2 weeks after it fell from its peak for over a month. Right now, we're averaging around what we were seeing back on June 29th at 40,496 cases per day. The number of patients currently hospitalized with the virus is 32,002. That's the lowest that number's been since June 26th. And right now, America testing around 727,000 per day. Right around 5.5% of those test results are coming back positive, and that number has been fairly steady over the last few weeks. Right now in America, we're averaging 817 deaths per day nationwide, with those deaths attributed to COVID-19. That's the lowest that number's been since July 21st. Then you look at the state of Alabama, where we have 121,474 confirmed cases and 2,152 that have died due to COVID-19. The number of daily new cases has fallen to 617 per day. That's the lowest we've seen since June 23rd. Right now, Alabama averaging 4,509 tests per day, lowest numbers in testing we've seen since early June. Got to bump those up some. Also, 858 Alabamians are currently hospitalized with the virus. That's up by about 17 from Sunday, which was the lowest number of people in the hospital since July the 4th. Daily deaths in Alabama have dropped to 10 per day. That's the lowest since one day in mid-August, but much closer to what we were seeing back in early July. And at Alabama's previous peak, we were averaging 27 deaths per day back on July 27th. So down to 10. That's fantastic news.
Really
Although,
good.
Of course, you want to see that drop all the way to zero, because each of those people that die are, you know, cared for and loved by so many 30 people. Looking at Mobile and Baldwin counties, 104 people were hospitalized with COVID in Mobile as of the Mobile County Health Department's latest update from Thursday. Now, during our peak at the end of July, over 200 were in the hospital in Mobile, so that number's been cut nearly in half. Right now, Mobile averaging 35 cases per day, while Baldwin County is averaging 23 per day. That's the lowest for Mobile since June 17th. Been nearly 3 months since we've seen numbers like this. And that's the lowest for Baldwin County since June 28th. Now, locally, we've been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths attributed to COVID per day since mid-July. But right now, between the two counties, we're averaging just over 2 per day. And that's the lowest number we've seen for daily deaths in 2 months.
Here's why I think... You tell me what you think, Dalton. I think that we need to keep our guard up, and I'll give you an example why. So Maine is one of those states been barely affected, but one of the least infected and affected states.
In the entire country?
In the entire country. I've got a brother and a sister who both live in Vermont. You could just count with your fingers and toes, you know, people just about. In Maine, in Mobile... in Alabama, the confirmed cases, I know you had those numbers right there.
Yeah, the total confirmed cases, over 121,000. And right now we're seeing just over 600 per day.
Okay, 121,000 confirmed cases in the state.
Correct.
So this is why you need to keep your guard up. At least 147 COVID-19 cases are now linked to an August wedding reception in Maine.
Really? One wedding?
147 cases.
Wow.
Linked to one wedding. And 3 people connected to the outbreak have died. The Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention spokesman Robert Long said that the wedding was held on August the 7th, and since then, the cases have spread to a nursing home and a prison, and both more than 100 miles away. So that is kind of, that'll put you back where you're thinking, I need to pay attention to this thing.
Yeah, we've seen that throughout this entire time, whether it's a church service or some kind of family get-together.
Super spreader.
Yeah, a super spreader event. And then that, you know, you trace it. Contact tracing is pretty important and something that has been lacking here since this thing began. It's just so difficult to do. But you've seen stories like that in the past and makes you wonder why this virus and how this virus can be so potent with some people and seemingly not affect others.
Exactly. And in a state where it's not been affected terribly, they've got just over 2,000 confirmed cases. Where, again, the state of Alabama, over 100,000.
Over 120,000.
Yeah.
So they've had 2,000 since the start.
2,000, wow. So barely affected, infected, whatever you want to say. And yet, one event spread it to 147 cases with 3 deaths. So it's... I am so ready to live a normal life. I'm so ready to go to the Jags game on Saturday. I'm so ready to just go downtown and slap people on the back and have a cold one at Moe's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready, but I don't know.
Yeah, and until this thing is figured out, it's about keeping that balance, right?
Yeah.
It's about keeping as few people affected by this as possible while also making sure that, you know, people can emotionally thrive by living as close to a normal life as possible. And I know a lot of our businesses locally, statewide, nationwide have done their best to make that a possibility. And you're seeing the same things in sports now as we get started with the college football season. Lots of social distancing and a lot of schools that don't even have anyone in attendance.
And I just want to thank members of all these college football teams that are playing on TV, because it's our lives are, we are losing you talk about thriving emotionally. It's almost like the opposite. We're like stuck in a ditch emotionally. And at least I was watching a game yesterday with at Wrigley Field and nobody was there.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim said to me, "Why do you care?" And I was like, thank God these teams are playing. At this point, I've kind of blanked out whether there's anybody in the stands or not. Really doesn't matter.
Right.
I've adjusted optically to, okay, I know nobody's there.
Yeah, same thing here. It's been a blessing that sports are back,
yes,
in my life. I know not as many people care as much as I do.
Well,
at least
you've got a dime on every game.
But at least I do. Literally a dime, just 10 cents, not the grand that most people are throwing down. So yeah, it's I'm glad to see parts of the country moving more normally, but also you've got, of course, people worried about this Labor Day weekend, and so many people were out and about. I will say, down at the beach, there were a lot of people on the beach, but thankfully, the beach is a pretty big place, and lots of people spread out down there. So we'll see. You know, there was a rise in cases after Independence Day, whether that can be attributed to Independence Day itself or just the way this virus works is one thing or another. But we'll see here in the coming weeks how Labor Day affects these numbers.
Okay. Everybody be safe, and but do whatever you need to do to mentally stay in the game. We get it. Sports, what do we have?
The head coach at Southern Miss has resigned after losing to South Alabama.
That's
on Thursday
what you get
night.
For losing to the Jags.
Exactly. And Dustin Johnson takes home a $15 million grand prize on the PGA Tour. I'll let you know what he did to get that money coming
it
up.
It is 16 after 6 on FM Talk 106.5.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body found yesterday near the Alabama Welcome Center on Interstate 10 is on its way to Montgomery to be identified. Baldwin County deputies are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Employees of the Alabama rest area at the Florida state line found the body Monday morning. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. Family members say a man accused of opening fire outside Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort began acting strangely about a week ago. 38-year-old Robert Smith Jr. is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning charged with assault, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Smith's family says they do not know what motivated him, armed with eight weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo, to open fire in the retailer's parking lot. Tuscaloosa bars will reopen today, 2 weeks after they were forced to close. Bars will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 100 customers. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You're sitting on the couch watching TV. And then, that dead branch finally fell. But that isn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You've been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Andrew McNair and his team at Swan Capital are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up a virtual visit with Andrew and the team at Swan Capital. 800-848-8768. That's 800-848-8768. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches come down during a storm. 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 619 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, just 4 days after losing to the South Alabama Jaguars.
Yeah, lose to us and see what you get.
Southern Miss head coach Jay Hobson resigned from his position just one game into the 2020 college football season.
I think Antifa was setting his office on fire.
Yeah, they were getting rid of him fast.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, buddy.
Golden Eagles athletic director Jeremy McClain announced Monday that he and Hobson came to a quote-unquote mutual decision for Hobson to step down after 5 seasons at the helm. Co-offensive coordinator Scotty Walden will take over as the interim head coach of the Golden Eagles. Hobson took over the Southern Miss program prior to the 2016 season. He went 28-23 overall and 20-12 in Conference USA play over the last 4-plus seasons.
I'll tell you what a loss to South does. I heard a kid who's a student at Southern Miss call Feinbaum yesterday. He was almost weeping. And this was before the resignation. He was just so down about losing. So this South victory has really shot a harpoon into that athletic department.
Yeah, it put a lot of people in Hattiesburg in a really bad place. Loss on Thursday night.
It did.
Hobson led the Golden Eagles to 3 bowl games, but never finished higher than 2nd place in the Conference USA West Division. Now, Southern Miss did lose 32-21 to South on Thursday night in the season opener. That's despite the Golden Eagles being 13.5-point favorites. Their defense gave up 526 yards to the Jags, including 363 yards passing. Last night, BYU routed Navy 55-3 to wrap up the first week of college football. The Cougars outgained Navy 580 yards to 149 and held on to the ball for nearly 37.5 minutes of the game. The ACC and Big 12 will begin their 2020 seasons later this week. First game of Week 2 set for Thursday night, with UAB heading to Miami to take on the Hurricanes. And in golf, Dustin Johnson completed a great run through the final months of the PGA Tour season by taking home the 2020 Tour Championship at Eastlake Golf Club yesterday. Johnson became the first number one seed at the Tour Championship to win the FedEx Cup since Tiger Woods back in 2009. He began this weekend's tournament at 10 under par due to his season ranking and shot 11 under over the four rounds to finish at 21 under par. Johnson won by 3 strokes over Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele and took home the $15 million jackpot for winning the championship. 622 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Dogs everywhere, plus the what's going on the campaign trail. Things are heating up. Dalton and I have got more on that on the way on FM Talk 106.5. It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Quiet ride across the Bayway, Fairhope to Daphne, Spanish Fort. No delays. Also, as you traffic along 65 north and southbound from Saraland to the 1065 split. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can buy your next car all online. Secure your vehicle, financing, and options, and then schedule a store pickup or home delivery. It's just that easy at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning, y'all. It's 625 on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. So I woke up Sunday. We had no dogs. Then Kim surprised me by bringing home a puppy from Van Cleve, Mississippi.
That's a pleasant surprise.
Okay.
For many.
And then yesterday, Kim walks around Langan Park every day. Yesterday was the first time ever a little, evidently abandoned dog walked home, followed her home. So when I got home yesterday, I went from zero dogs to two dogs.
Wow.
Just check me out on Facebook. I've got a video of the little lost dog. I guess it was abandoned or lost. Sweet little Pomeranian, mm-hmm. Is that what you call them? Anyway, a darling little thing. We're trying to figure out what to do. We want to do the right thing. We'd like to get that dog to its owner if the owner wants the dog. I don't even know. But it's a sweet little thing. Check out the video and anything else on my Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, look for Dan Brennan, and there we go.
Yeah. Hey, I've got another one if you'd like. You want a third dog?
Yeah. We're now tied at 2-2.
Okay.
Sunday morning, it was 2-0 Dalton, uh-huh. And now we're tied. Okay, campaign trail heating up, and this is the way it's going to be for 2 months.
Yeah, so Labor Day typically marks the unofficial start to the fall campaign season, and yesterday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, accepting the endorsement of three major workers' unions, while President Trump held an impromptu news conference at the White House. And, of course, both took swipes at each other, with Biden saying Trump, quote, lives by a code of lies, greed, and selfishness, and the president saying Biden and his vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris would destroy the country and economy. Trump also went after his opponents for saying they would be worried about an early deployment of COVID-19 vaccines.
Under my leadership, we'll produce a vaccine in record time. Biden and his very liberal running mate, the most liberal person in Congress, by the way, is not a competent person in my opinion, would destroy this country and would destroy this economy. Should immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric that they are talking right now, talking about endangering lives.
And Sunday on CNN, Harris said she would, quote, not trust his word on getting the vaccine. And yesterday, Biden asked if he would get a vaccine for COVID-19. He said he'd take a vaccine, but wants to see what the scientists have to say as well. Trump also continued to defend himself against allegations reported last week that he decried members of the military and America's war dead as, quote, losers and suckers. Yesterday, former National Security Advisor John Bolton also pushed back against those claims against the president.
It was interesting. More of that to come for sure. It's 6:28 now on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. We got some news and Dr. Bill on the way.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body found yesterday near the Alabama Welcome Center on Interstate 10 is on its way to Montgomery to be identified. Baldwin County deputies are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Employees of the Alabama rest area at the Florida state line found the body Monday morning. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. Family members say a man accused of opening fire outside Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort began acting strangely about a week ago. 38-year-old Robert Smith Jr. is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning charged with assault, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Smith's family says they do not know what motivated him, armed with 8 weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo, to open fire in the retailer's parking lot. Tuscaloosa bars will reopen today, 2 weeks after they were forced to close. Bars will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 100 customers. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump upping his attacks against his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden.
Biden's a stupid person. You know that. You're not going to write it, but you know that.
Trump speaking with reporters outside the White House yesterday, also saying China's Beijing government would own the U.S. if Biden was elected.
Biden's plan for the China virus is to shut down the entire U.S. economy. He's going to totally rely on somebody to walk up. Yes, sir, it's time to shut it down.
This year's California wildfires setting a new record as over 2 million acres have been scorched across the state, the most of any previous wildfire season. And fire officials note the state's peak fire season normally extends into November. A book written by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is hitting the market today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Chinese firm Sinovac Biotech says its coronavirus vaccine candidate appears to be safe for older people, according to preliminary results from an early to mid-stage trial. While the immune responses triggered by the vaccine were slightly weaker than in younger adults, Sinovac says its candidate CoronaVac did not cause severe side effects in a combined phase 1 and 2 trial launched in May, involving 421 participants aged at least 60. CoronaVac is being tested in Brazil and Indonesia in final stage human trials. Starbucks says it will add plant-based food and beverages to menus across Asia, including products from Impossible Foods, Oatly, and Beyond Meat, as it targets more environment-conscious diners. New food items will include the spiced Impossible Puff and Maize Impossible Sandwich in Hong Kong, and the Impossible Wrap, comprised of an Impossible Burger Patty, avocado omelet, mushroom, onion, and cheese in Singapore. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All the other radio stations wish they had him, but they don't, Dalton.
No, they don't.
We've got Dr. Bill. Good morning, Doctor. And 635, how are things shaping up today?
Well, we've had some really nice weather over the holiday weekend. And with the lower humidity, even though temperatures got up to 90, although Saturday was up to 95 degrees, yesterday 90, but started out in the upper 60s. So So some very pleasant temperatures over the last, at least the last couple of days. Now we're going to see an increase in the humidity starting today and over the next few days, which will lead to some shower and thunderstorm activity during the afternoon hours. So today, partly cloudy, a few thunderstorms are possible during the afternoon, and today's high about 91, 92 degrees. Tonight, we might see an isolated thunderstorm or two around in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, and again, a few afternoon thunderstorms are possible, and the high tomorrow about 92 degrees. Now, the rest of the week, for Thursday, mostly sunny, again, afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. Friday, once again, mostly sunny, and then scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the lower 90s. As for the weekend, good chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, the high on Saturday around 90. And then Sunday, it looks like temperatures will stay in the upper 80s with all that shower and thunderstorm activity. So the humidity comes back, and also those afternoon showers and thunderstorms.
So it sounds to me, Dr. Bill, like we're heading back to your average Alabama summer after a couple days of cooling off due to the humidity being down. Should we expect any severity with any of these storms?
That's always a possibility anytime with some thunderstorms. I don't expect a severe weather outbreak, but individual thunderstorms over the next few days could produce some strong gusty winds. But that's typical for this time of the year.
Also typical for this time of the year is to keep an eye on the Atlantic and the tropics and the Caribbean, and it seems to be kind of active out there.
Yeah, we've got a checklist here to go through.
Okay.
We can start with the closest activity to the U.S. mainland, and that is a disturbance that is hundreds of miles east of the Carolinas. It could develop into a tropical depression. Right now, it looks like it's going to head in a west direction or westerly direction, and in a few days, it could affect the coastal areas of North and South Carolina as possibly a tropical depression. But out in the Atlantic, we've got two very large systems, and they are now named storms.
Wow.
Paulette. Paulette is about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast, and it's expected to turn more to the north. It should continue for the next few days as a tropical storm. Renee now is a little closer to the African continent, and it's expected to become a hurricane. It also will turn to the north. So both of those rather large systems are no threat to the U.S. mainland and looks like they'll stay out in the open waters. But also a very large tropical system, a tropical wave, is going to come off the African coast here in the next couple of days, and it looks like it will very rapidly become a named storm, and it should track in a westerly direction. So it's pretty busy out in the Atlantic, but right now, as far as we're concerned here in the Gulf, we're looking pretty good.
So we've already got two more named storms that you just mentioned, Paulette and Renee. I believe that leaves us with four names for this hurricane season: Sally, Teddy, Vicky, and Wilfred. Can you remember us moving through the Atlantic storm alphabet this quickly before, Dr. Bill?
Not this early. Not this early, and it looks like a pretty good chance that we'll have to go to the Greek alphabet to complete the season. Since we haven't reached the halfway point, it's still about a week away, and then we have the second half to go.
Mm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we are looking forward to a little break in this weather. Dalton was down at the beach over the weekend. A little breezy down. Was it okay to be on the beach itself?
Yeah, I mean, the drop in humidity, you could definitely feel it out on the beach this weekend.
That was nice. That was nice.
Yeah, it should be good down there. And any of the thunderstorms today, tomorrow, should occur inland.
Dalton had a reveal party.
Yes.
And set the beach on fire. We'll talk about that next hour, Dr. Bill. There's no need for you to get involved with that conversation right now.
Okay, Dan.
Dr. Bill Williams, you didn't set the beach on fire, did you?
We did not. No. I mean,
that's going. Those things are going around.
Yeah, gender reveal parties are dangerous these days.
Yeah, I see that. 6:39 on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and we are back with more on the Bass Pro Shop situation. What could have been just an incredibly awful event averted by the great work of Spanish Fort Police. We'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah, and they've found more out on this suspect that they've got, so we'll let you know about that coming up.
Okay. 20 away from 7, 640 FM Talk 106.5.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingan's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever.
In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Ford across to Bayway and the Causeway. From the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore, still clear with accident-free conditions. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp, and they've recently added over 150 new items, now serving all-natural Alba's CBD soda on tap. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Here we go. Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5, 642. A story that I wish would have gotten more attention nationally. The averted mass shooting in Spanish Fort at the Bass Pro Shops. That's a place that we all know. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't visit Bass Pro, you see it from the interstate on your way going somewhere. And so it's fresh in our minds what that location is, what they do there. We all know a lot of people that shop there and or work there. And so what happened on Saturday was, could have been awful.
Yeah, pretty shocking around midday Saturday to see the headline pop up on my phone that there was a attempted mass shooter at the Bass Pro Shop there at Spanish Fort. Mm. And they've now identified the suspect. A couple days ago, they identified him as 38-year-old Robert Smith from Grove Hill. And he had a female with him that was initially considered a suspect, but Spanish Fort Police Department released her after deciding that she was actually trying to, I guess, calm this man down and keep him from doing what he was doing. But yesterday they searched Robert Smith's home up there in Grove Hill and found 10 additional guns and over 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and that's in addition to the haul of ammunition and weaponry that they gathered from him there at the scene of the crime. Now, you're right, it should have made national news, because, and Robert Smith, 38-year-old black man from Grove Hill, seems that every time there is a police incident that winds up fatal or nearly fatal and a black man is involved, that it does make national news. And we've seen the ensuing protests and riots that that rise from those. But for the Spanish Fort Police Department to do as good of a job as they did on Saturday to limit what this situation could have ended up being, it's just, you know, hats off to them. And they did such a great job that I do think they need to be lauded for the way they handled that situation. It could have ended up,
I agree 100%.
It could have ended up being really bad. And you think Labor Day weekend, I'm not sure how many people were out there at the Bass Pro Shops on Saturday. And it could have been worse if he were firing at the entrance or people inside the store. Instead, it looked like he fired all those rounds. Initially, they were saying he fired at least 50 rounds. Now they're saying between 30 and 50. But it looked like he was shooting at the boat,
the marine area
there, yeah, where they work on the boats.
Yes,
you look at the pictures and video of that door, and he just absolutely, you know, he fired a lot of times at the door that enters into the boat, into the repair place there at Bass Pro Shops for the boat. But you look at the video and Spanish Fort Police Department, there was people that were on the scene saying that they had to tase this guy multiple times, that the first time they tased him, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. But there is video that someone took, and you see him walking with his, I think the AR-15, I believe, and he doesn't have it pointed at any of the officers at this time, but he's walking towards one officer while three other Spanish Fort police officers are behind him, and they all have their weapons drawn on him, and they were able to tase him at that point and then arrest him. Right right there without anything else happening. No injuries except for one police officer had a minor injury, I guess, as they were apprehending the suspect. But he is in jail now, and he's been charged with resisting arrest, reckless endangerment, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, and assault second degree. And yesterday they booked Robert Smith into the Baldwin County Jail after he was treated at Thomas Hospital over the weekend.
And that's my point. There was a video. There is a video of this. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, maybe there wasn't a video to accompany the story, therefore you couldn't, mass media would have no interest in this. There was a video.
Mm-hmm.
There is one. And so I just wish that if he had done what maybe he intended to do, taken countless lives, that would have been the lead story.
Yeah, no doubt.
And what the Spanish Fort police were able to do, I think, should have been just as big a story because they saved those lives.
Yeah, this ended about as well as it possibly could have.
Agreed.
And unfortunately, when it comes to the national media, it's just not a sexy story because
right.
there weren't any deaths involved, and he wasn't treated, he wasn't harmed or killed by the police. And I guess that's what it takes now to be a story on national news.
So at least we have FM Talk 106.5, and we have our platform, and we can make it a big story around here because we both agree that it is.
Exactly.
It is 6:46 at FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, sports around the corner. What you got?
Yeah, Tua. He learned whether he'll be the starter this weekend for the first Miami Dolphins game, and only 20 days left in the MLB regular season. I'll give you a rundown of the standings.
Looking good. That's all next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body found yesterday near the Alabama Welcome Center on Interstate 10 is on its way to Montgomery to be identified. Baldwin County deputies are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Employees of the Alabama rest area at the Florida state line found the body Monday morning. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. Family members say a man accused of opening fire outside Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort began acting strangely about a week ago. 38-year-old Robert Smith Jr. is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning charged with assault, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Smith's family says they do not know what motivated him, armed with 8 weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo, to open fire in the retailer's parking lot. Tuscaloosa bars will reopen today, 2 weeks after they were forced to close. Bars will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 100 customers. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Saturday afternoon, a documentary about former Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was scheduled to air on Fox, but was postponed until next Monday because NHRA drag racing aired late after a rain delay. So many people upset on social media that they didn't get to see the Tua documentary.
Well, see, if you upset drag race fans, they could maybe drive straight into your house.
Well, who's more dangerous, drag racing fans or Alabama fans?
I'm not sure. I'm going to leave that up to you.
Well, fans of Tua...
Mr. Volunteer.
Fans of Tua were not happy online, and the week didn't get any better for him yesterday when the Miami Dolphins announced that veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick will get the start at quarterback in the Dolphins' season opener against Cam Newton and the New England Patriots on Sunday. The 37-year-old Fitzpatrick is heading into his 16th NFL season, and appears to be getting along fantastically with the Heisman winner that's slated to eventually take his place.
And because Fitzpatrick has like 9 kids, the Dolphins have got more ball boys than they know what to do with.
Yeah, he actually led the Dolphins in rushing last year, if you can believe that.
Did he really?
He did.
Wow.
Tua was selected 5th overall in this year's NFL draft by the Dolphins. It's been expected that he would begin the season as Fitzpatrick's backup, but Tagovailoa has impressed in Miami with his mobility since returning from hip surgery 10 months ago after suffering a devastating injury in a Bama game versus Mississippi State. Speaking of the Tide, a couple former Alabama running backs will miss at least the first 3 games of the season after being placed on injured reserve. New England Patriots second-year back Damian Harris is headed to the IR after reportedly undergoing surgery on his pinky finger. And Detroit Lions running back Bo Scarborough was placed on the IR with an undisclosed injury that cleared a roster spot for the newest Lion, future Hall of Famer Adrian Peterson. Peterson was signed by Detroit over the weekend after he was released by Washington. He's 1,053 yards behind Lions great Barry Sanders for 4th on the NFL's career rushing list. The 2020 MLB regular season is set to end in 20 days, with a 16-team playoff scheduled to begin on September 29th. The top 2 teams in each division will make the postseason, along with the 2 remaining teams with the best win-loss record. Right now, the LA Dodgers have the best record in the majors at 30-12. They lead the Padres in the NL West by 5 games. Atlanta fell to Miami in 10 innings yesterday, but still lead the NL East by 2 games over Philadelphia. The Cubs lead the NL Central by 2.5 games over the St. Louis Cardinals. The Tampa Bay Rays currently have the best record in the American League and lead Toronto by 5 games in the AL East. The Yankees currently hold one of the final 2 wildcard spots for the AL. The White Sox and Indians are tied for the lead in the AL Central, with the Twins 1 game behind, and the Oakland A's lead Houston by 3.5 games in the AL Central. But yeah, already in the home stretch for the 2020 shortened MLB regular season.
I'll be honest with you, I've been watching all these games, but that kind of snuck up on me. I didn't realize, it's like the season's almost over. What's going on?
Yeah, same thing here. 651 FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Devastating news from California. We got that straight around the corner on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Would you believe there's a survey showing that some people would literally rather go to the dentist than talk to a financial advisor? I think I know why. I think it's probably because of all the math. Everybody hates math. We hated it in school, and we still hate it today. So if you're approaching retirement age, why not get somebody to help you with that math? Why not sign up for a complimentary Retirement Feast Roadmap that helps do the math on many of the most important retirement issues, including your investments, taxes, Social Security, estate planning, Medicare, and long-term care. So if you hate math, but you love the idea of building a comfortable retirement, give the team at Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio a call. 866-917-7327. That's 866-917-7327. Or go online, retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com traffic center. Smooth ride across the Bayway, the Causeway so far to the 1065 split, Cottage Hill and then Metropolis. Also, Spring Hill, Moffitt and Dolphin at 65 looking good. We've had light traffic and no new wrecks in the roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteaks and more. All served to you by the world famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Live traffic.
I guess if I was in the mob, my name would be Danny Two Dogs. Because now suddenly I'll talk about that later. Anyway, there's two dogs at the house, whereas of Sunday morning, there were zero. So I'm now tied with Dalton. And how many dogs do you have in your house sweepstakes?
Yeah.
It is 6:54 at FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and those images out of California, which so often are horrible because of just the different seasons they have there. We talked to Dr. Bill about that from everything, including right now, the forest fires, rainy season, and mudslides still to come.
Yeah, it's been a rough summer out there in California. You know, yesterday they set hottest temperature records all across the state. L.A. County actually hit 121 degrees yesterday.
What does that feel like?
I can't imagine. Well, at least they don't have the humidity. So
yeah, well,
those of us down here, we can always say, 121 degrees, but how's your humidity? You know,
we can be real snarky about it.
And San Francisco set their record by, they beat their 1904 heat record by 8 degrees yesterday.
What was it?
It was originally, I think they hit 100 degrees, and their record
San Francisco?
Yeah, the record was 92, and they hit 100 yesterday. And of course, that's one thing, but when the state is battling wildfires, it's another thing to have temperatures that high. And they've now burned, these wildfires have burned more than 2 million acres in that state, setting a California record. They've been battling dozens of these blazes in the hot temperatures we've been talking about. They've had issues with their electrical grid in California with these rolling blackouts and having to conserve as much energy as possible. But they said that the most striking thing about this year is how early they began having wildfires. And the most dangerous part of the year, like we're still looking at the peak of hurricane season coming up, and we're already on Storm R. They're still looking at the most dangerous part of the year for wildfires.
It's in the autumn. It's in the fall, I think.
Yeah, and so they've already burned more than 2 million acres. And then the big story yesterday is how one of those wildfires began east of San Bernardino. And I guess a family was having a gender reveal party and had...
I think they were at a park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were, and the news came from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. It was the El Dorado Ranch Park, and this family was having a gender reveal party, and I guess felt they needed to use pyrotechnics to show family and friends whether they were having a boy or a girl, and that started this fire over there next to San Bernardino. As of Sunday night, it had burned more than 7,000 acres, and this isn't the first time this happened. Back in 2017, I can't remember if it was California or Arizona, but another pyrotechnic gender reveal party caused the fire back then. So those things are dangerous. But a pyrotechnic thing at a gender reveal party started a fire on Sunday, and that only added to what is now a state record in California with over 2 million acres burned. And then talking with Dr. Bill, like you mentioned, after this wildfire season ends, they've got to worry about mudslides once it starts raining there in California.
The rainy season will come on, and then you've got the fires have taken away all of the support on the ground, basically. It's burned it all out. And then there goes Johnny's mansion into the Pacific. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, down here we have hurricanes.
Yeah.
We now have earthquakes.
And we have earthquakes.
We've had some wood fires in our past, but nothing like what they're seeing in California.
Where was the epicenter of the earthquake? What was the name of that little place up there?
Wasn't it over by Flomaton?
Yeah. It just hit one diner or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, as earthquakes go... Anyway, it's 2 minutes away from 7 o'clock now. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A body found yesterday near the Alabama Welcome Center on Interstate 10 is on its way to Montgomery to be identified. Baldwin County deputies are investigating the discovery as a homicide. Employees of the Alabama rest area at the Florida state line found the body Monday morning. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. Family members say a man accused of opening fire outside Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort began acting strangely about a week ago. 38-year-old Robert Smith Jr. is in the Baldwin County Jail this morning charged with assault, discharging a firearm into an occupied building, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. Smith's family says they do not know what motivated him, armed with 8 weapons and hundreds of rounds of ammo, to open fire in the retailer's parking lot. Tuscaloosa bars will reopen today, 2 weeks after they were forced to close. Bars will be allowed to operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 100 customers. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm.